loaded. All right, it's Tuesday night, so that means it's time for The Worst. This, of course, the regular weekly segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. 312-981-7200. You know it's working because there's already people on the line who want to complain about the worst things, and we have some great comedians in studio tonight. Nelson Velasquez, he is a comedian. He is playing. Nelson, good to see you. Thanks for being here. First timer.
Yeah, thanks for having
me.
I like that.
You're playing with Makeshift Up at Crown Point Community Theater in Indiana this Saturday, July 23rd, and with Salsation Theater Company, a longtime sketch group here in Chicago, at Second City's Beat Lounge on August 14th. And he is paired up with a prime timer, Mars Timms. Mars Timms in studio tonight. Good to see you.
What's up, Jess? Long time no see.
I know, right? He's back for his regular appearance here on The Worst. Mars Timms, one of the men behind Pimprov, which you can see on Friday nights, 10:30. Where's Pimprov these days?
CIC Theater, 1422 West Irving Park Road. We've been there for 8 years, every Friday night now.
I know you from the streets. That's right. Yeah. Who needs theater, right?
That's real.
Right. All right. So, of course, it's The Worst. 312-981-7200. We got to kick it off with Pete Zimmerman because that's tradition. Pete Zimmerman, you ready for tonight?
Absolutely.
All right. We want to start us off?
Sure. Okay. Justin, know what the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you find an amazing parking spot and you park and then you realize you're just way too far away from the machine to pay, and you have to walk like two blocks to the machine, or we have the app, and you're even too far, you're too far to see number.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's no good.
Terrible. It's the worst.
I mean, it's kind of a first world problem that you're trying to find how to pay for parking.
That's a north side problem.
It's a very north side problem.
Yeah.
But it's a good one. All right. Mars, why don't you kick us off? What do you got?
You know what the worst is?
What's the worst, Mars?
When you're at a stranger's house, you don't really know them that well, and you go to the bathroom and the bathroom clogs.
Come on, man. He starts us off with bathroom humor. I love it. That's just encouraging the listeners.
It's trouble. That is just trouble. You don't know what you're just like looking around. What do I do?
There's got to be a stick.
That's the worst. Yes. All right, Nelson, what do you got?
You know what I really hate is when you're on that social media, you're on that on that timeline, and then you get the message that says, if you're reading this right now, then you've survived the purge, you know? So you were lucky enough to be considered to be kept on as someone's friend on Facebook.
Now you've
got to feel special for some reason.
Anyone who says like any Facebook status where they're like, okay, you know what? I just need to do something new in my life. And I've gotten rid of a lot of friends. So, you know, if you're reading this, you made it. Thanks.
Right.
I'm really happy that I made it to.
It's like going on varsity, you know, from JV to varsity now.
It's great. Really excited that I could see pictures of your cat and
it's great
selling your Christian jewelry. That's your political rant.
Your memes are better than everyone else's. Thanks for keeping me.
You know how to use Tumblr.
All right, let's go. Let's go to the calls. Let's go to Greg. Greg, what's the worst, Greg?
The worst is people who are constant complainers. For example, my wife's aunt. She complains about anything and everything, no matter how positive it is. She just finds a way to complain about it.
Yeah. That might be something for therapy, but I mean, hey, that's kind of what the worst is. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yeah, clearly she's not listening either, the wife.
Yeah, is she sitting there next to you?
No, she's not. I'm working.
All right, thanks, Greg. Thanks for that. Well, there you go. Wife's complaining.
That's it.
Show me wife's complaining. All right, let's go to the text. All right. You know what's the worst? Jury duty. Yeah, true. I've had jury duty a couple times. Not the worst.
I had a good one.
Yeah, that's on the
recently.
Case.
Right.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Skokie, the jury room in Skokie is incredible. Like lounge chairs, outlets
everywhere. Did you make it on a trial?
No. They came in, they're like, hey, you guys can go. We're there like an hour.
Here's your $30.
Yep. Right. Here's your $25 from the state.
Nelson, make it to a jury?
No, you know, I keep getting called for Chicago jury, which is always a lot of fun. So I always get to make the phone call in of like, hey, remember I moved, guys. Yeah. I did.
Where do you live now? Northwest Indiana?
I live in Northwest Indiana now. So it's like, I keep getting the cards. You
don't get any for Northwest Indiana?
No. There's no crime in Northwest Indiana. Don't you know? Yeah.
You're right in the middle, though. You're right in the middle where Northwest Indiana doesn't know you're there, and Chicago's looking for you.
Yeah, Northwest Indiana's just waiting for me to mess up. Right. You know?
Your trial.
815, again, this is very personal, but you know it's the worst? When someone leaves the freezer door cracked and all the ice cream melts. You know that just happened to this person. And they're like, you know what? Yes. I'm so darn it. I'm texting the radio. That's it. You have pushed me over the edge.
Why me?
this is an early favorite of mine.
Okay.
847. When grocery store workers comment on your food purchases.
Oh, yeah.
If you're at a Whole Foods, though, that's where I hear it. Like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's.
Making something nice.
Right. That's where I hear it.
Oh, you shop fancy, huh?
Oh.
Just rubbing it in our face.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I gotta say.
Yeah, but there is something about that that's just like, I don't need you to talk. This was a funny one. The other morning, I got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. I had some friends coming over on the weekend. And the woman's like, looks like you're having a party. Like, that's not really a party. Right? Like, if I had a case of beer and, like, a case of wine, I'd be like, yeah, it's a big kegger. It's not really
lonely.
A party. Yeah.
They were just lonely and fishing for an invitation for that one.
It's a party that maybe Thursday night they were just kind of hanging out, and I can see if I can, you know, drink the rest of it on Friday and Saturday.
I think you should try that again.
It's a party when you have to work in the morning.
You right. should bring some Zimas and see, with you. See if they go
if
party.
They sold them.
They're party in 1993.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number, and you can text that number. We're playing the worst tonight a little early because we're doing some RNC coverage tonight at 10. We do have prizes. I didn't even say what the prizes are.
Oh, they're good.
Mm-hmm. Gift certificate to Glenwood Oaks Rib and Chop House. How about that?
Ooh, that's
in
good
Glenwood.
That's good.
Yeah.
We got the Pequod's Pizza gift card. I know, right? It's some good stuff. And still my favorite, a MyPillow. So you can complain about the worst things and get a pillow for it. I don't know anywhere else where you can do that. Where you're like, when grocery store workers comment on your food purchases, great job, here's a pillow.
Right? You can cry yourself to sleep in that pillow at night.
Flip it over, get the cold side.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do more of the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
All right, it's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're playing the worst, 312-981-7200. Nelson Velasquez and Mars Timms in studio with me. Mars Timms, the man behind Pimprov. You see him Friday night at the CIC Theater on the north side, Friday nights at 10:30. Nelson, you can see at Makeshift Up at the Crown Point Community Center. Is that right?
Community Theater.
Community Theater in Crown Point, Indiana. That's the 23rd. And then also Salsation will be playing at the Beat Lounge at Second City.
Yeah.
Coming up August 14th.
Yep.
All right. See, look at that off the top of my head.
Oh, man.
The worst is when you don't have it in front of you, right? All right. Yeah, that's right. All right. So 312-981-7200. We got some good stuff coming in. Let's go. Okay, here we go. People that say 224 says the worst is people that say often for often. I don't get it.
I don't often.
Off.
But like I often that, is that a thing? Miss jokes.
People so. That say often. Do people say often? I'm trying to say it the right way because it's written. So it's I'm trying to say like.
Are you asking
often?
Me?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
All right. 313 says neighbors making stinky food that stinks up the hallway. Yeah,
ooh,
that's bad news.
Ouch.
Right?
I feel their pain.
847 gives us a little inside info, a little intel. They say they used to work at Walmart, and they were trained to talk to people about their purchases.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Maybe there's something there that's like the reason that one thing that we all despise they're trained to
yes.
do.
Yeah. Does that? I guess they're trying to make it more personable, though, because I did like a BizCo gig out at a McDonald's once where they were trying to get improvisers to help the employees learn how to interact with people in the drive-thru better and faster.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of those things where, like, the more personal you are, the more you forget about the fact that you're working part-time. And you can't get your full-time hours. So you're like, look, just talk to people. That's compensation enough. Yeah.
That's compensation. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, what's the worst, Kelly?
The worst is when you have a husband who's not handy and you ask him to go to Home Depot to rent a sander,
uh-huh.
and you come home to see that not only is the sandpaper lodged in the machine, so is the cord.
What?
The cord is in the machine? So, like, you sanded the cord?
He sanded the cord, and it's the trip.
Did you buy that? And then now you can't bring that back, can you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm afraid to find out.
No, so this is fresh. This is a fresh wound.
Brand new.
I feel like this segment, thanks, Kelly, I feel like this segment's going down a spousal direction.
Yeah.
Like everything has been about, you know, here's what I, you know, we just don't talk anymore. Wow. Oh, man. 3734 says, worse is getting the senior discount for over 55 when you're only 40.
Ooh.
Yeah. So like you go to the movies or something, like, yes, you're going to get it for $8.50.
Yeah.
But then again, on the other hand.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
On the other hand, yeah. Like how many times have you been tempted when you're buying, you know, Fandango tickets and you attempted to hit that senior discount just so you can get, you know, a few bucks off the flick?
I don't know. I don't think women would like that at all.
Yeah, maybe. It's a gender thing because I look at that like, yes, score.
Yeah.
You know, like I got $2 off this. Right.
A woman like, what are you talking about? I am 45.
312 says, when friends that owe you money ask to borrow more money.
Jeez. Oh, man, I had that on my list too, man. I want to add to that one because it's not only they'll ask for more money, they'll wait until tax refund season.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're just setting you up for like a Judge Mathis episode.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, I'll pay you back when I get my tax refund, man.
Yeah.
I'm good for it.
You know, it's just a couple months, man.
Yeah.
It's a backlog at H&R Block.
That's right.
I've been very fortunate. I don't have too many friends who ask me for money. So I guess that's something that you just avoid. You got Nelson. Sounds like you got friends that are got scammed
out. I'm by Gary, Indiana, man. You know, it speaks for itself right there.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I don't. I let people know right up front.
I ain't got none.
Don't even my closest friends.
That's
nope.
funny. All right, here's Chance. Chance, what is the worst?
So the worst is when you live in the south suburbs and you leave your house at 6:15 in the morning to drive 2.5 hours north to work in Madison. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
For the day and realize you forgot your wallet and have no way to fill up your gas tank.
Oh, what do you do?
Engineering. I was supposed to drive up there and back in one day.
No, what do you do in that case? Like, what do you do? Do you just borrow money? $10?
I waited. Well, I asked several places. Western Union won't let you get money if you don't have a photo ID. I had to wait until my girlfriend got off work, was able to drive to my house, get my wallet, give me my information, and I was finally able to activate my Apple Pay, as much as I hate to admit that.
Oh, what? God. Dude. So you couldn't, I mean, what I would do in that situation is I would go to my buddy at work and I'd be like, yo, man, I need $25. I'll pay you back tomorrow.
Yep.
We work out of Chicago. Literally two hours away from anybody I knew.
Oh, that's awful.
Here's your solution. You find a piece of cardboard and a marker and you write down that, hey, I live two hours away.
Exactly.
I left my wallet. I see it all the time.
It works on the Van Buren exit.
That's right.
Well, the art of siphoning is something that I'd like to see come back at some point. You know, the Mad Max style.
You Chance, you had a couple of options there. You could have siphoned or you could have gone expressway ramp.
That's right.
But that is bad, man. Chance, thanks for calling in.
Cool.
That's a good one. That's an early favorite for me.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, that's almost like a horror story in the way that you're like, you've exhausted all opportunity to, you know, with no friends to borrow money from. You don't have your license to get money. You don't have your cards because you left them at home. What do you do?
Yeah.
You get MacGyver.
You give them a guy
That's
a break.
What you do.
That's what you
I
do.
I was left on a field trip in high school down at the Art Institute.
What?
Me and three other kids, and we had to figure out how to get back to high school. And
where were you in high school?
Oak Park.
Okay, so you could hop the L?
Yeah, we didn't have any money, so we had to ask people on the street to give us money, and people were nice enough. We were high school kids, and they were like, sure, we'll give these high school
kids.
Really?
They were nice? Chicago was nice to you?
Chicago was nice to us. I mean, if we had candy
here.
And we were like, we need money for our uniforms, they were like, nah, get out of here.
They're like, Oak Park. Okay, we'll do Oak Park. Yeah, we'll do Oak Park.
Kids are all right.
That's better than a basketball team.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what's the worst, Rich?
Worse than being mistaken for the senior citizen when you're not. When me and my wife, early in our dating, and we were both already out of college, so we were well into our 20s, mm-hmm. but she was very petite, very slim, you know, probably weighed about 80 pounds soaking wet, so she was small. And at the movie theater, they wanted to know if she wanted the child's discount. And I'm like, gee, thank you for making me feel like pervert of the year, because at that point I was still even
in arm around her. Yeah. You're like, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, when we get out after the movie theater, that kind of kills the mood for the rest of the evening.
That is the worst. You got me.
And
that's
I'm like,
good,
look at my rearview mirrors. Oh man, you know they got the cops behind me. They're gonna make sure I take her home.
You were going to see some rated R movie and you were like, you got her hand. You were even doing the 80s move of
even remember the movie.
you were doing the move where you put your hand in her back pocket,
right? You walk her around.
If to the point where they thought my date was under 12,
that's
my
crazy.
Mind just went to erase everything else from this evening if you can. All I know is I was living in Florida at the time, but honestly, I really don't remember the movie. All I know is it was in Boca Raton. maybe it's because the ticket lady was like 110 years old to her. Anybody under 40 seemed a minor. I'm hoping that's what was going
through
her mind.
Probably not what it was. And you can never go back to Boca Raton, so that's good.
I'm sure I'm still up on the wall of the police station even now.
Thanks, Rich. That's good. That's a good one, too. Those are two good ones there, Chance and Rich, right?
I like those.
All right, so let's get to some of the texts here that are coming in. 602, the worst is when you take a picture and you forget that your last picture was a selfie, and you get scared staring at your grotesque face on the phone screen. Both the comics are like, it happens. It's not that gross.
It happens when you look like a goblin.
Yeah, right. 773, when you make a three-point turn to go the other way after waiting for a freight train to pass, and then you see the last train car in your rearview mirror.
Hey. Yeah. I got like three trains by my house, like between, on the route to my house, and that happens. I get caught by trains a lot, so that's personal. That's personal for me right there. Me and Pacific Union got problems.
313 says, going to the grocery store for beer and toilet paper, awkward dead silence ensues. Really?
Those go hand in hand.
I would never. I've been a cashier. That would be nothing. There's much more curious combinations.
I'm sure
than
there
toilet
is.
Paper and beer, right?
Yeah.
Can you remember any curious combinations you've seen?
I remember there was this one guy, and I can't remember the joke, but he was always like, he would point it out. It'd be like condoms and toothpaste or something, and be like, guy, look at this, huh? You know, all right, bud. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
There's a UPC code on it. I don't care. The last thing I care about is what you're doing with that stuff. You don't have to point it out. the fluoride. All right. Okay. You got it. You nailed it. You nailed it. You've made this awkward.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep going here. 312-981-7200. Before we go to the break. Well, let's go to the break because we got a big break here. We'll take a break. We'll go to the news. We'll continue with the worst. Call up now. Get in the queue. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst for prizes. Stay with us.
It's going down,
y'all. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're playing the worst, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. We got gift certificates. We got a MyPillow to give away. We got a lot of stuff tonight, including Mars Timms. It's a comedian who is part of the ensemble Pimp Prov. which plays on Friday nights at 10:30 at CIC Theater, 1422 West Irving Park Road. And also Nelson Velasquez, he is a man, he's one of the guys in Salsation.
Yep.
Great sketch comedy group here in Chicago, been performing for years. They are going to be playing at Second City on August 14th. He's also got a show this, is it Friday night? Or
Saturday.
Saturday night, yep, at the Crown Point Community Theater, yes, makeshift, sir. Up. Nelson, comedian who lives in Northwest Indiana.
Yep.
Love it out there. All right. Let's get to it. Pete, you got any more you want to start off before we go back to the text and the phones? What's the worst, Pete?
Yeah, I'll go with one that's been steaming my bean for a while. What's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you go to a bar or restaurant and they have overly complicated bathroom fixtures. Like, I'm just trying to wash my hands, not judge a science project.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Just how do you turn it
on?
I'm
like waving my hands. Like, how do things go on?
That's not soap. That's lotion.
Ugh. The worst.
Where do you dry your hands? What do you use?
Yeah.
Agreed.
And I can never figure out how to turn those things on. I'm just waving. It's like doing the robot.
I feel like someone's
machine.
Like taping it on the other side of the glass. And that's it's like some YouTube thing that is really, really popular, but we're just too old to know it's popular.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those, you know?
I went viral in the bathroom.
Yeah, this guy.
Look at this guy. Ooh, ooh, ooh. He can't find it. He got sound
faucet
effects.
Shaming.
Faucet shaming. Faucet shaming. All right, fans. Nelson, what do you got? Let's give us another one.
You know what is really the worst? When you've hung out with your buddies all night long and you get off the L train station, mm-hmm, and you all say your goodbyes. And then you all walk in the same direction.
The same train.
And you're like, I just said goodbye to you, man.
Yeah, double goodbye. Still good. You're right. That is the worst.
That's the worst.
It's the worst, too. It's more than like walking in the same direction. If you continue to walk and then have to take the same train.
Right.
Yeah. You're together for another 45 minutes.
Exactly. You're rehashing the same conversation. All right, just had.
Good to see you. All right. It was great to see you, too. Great. Say hi to your family. All right.
We'll do. We'll. So, which way are you heading? Same way you are?
Take the red line, yeah. Ah, cool. You could get hardcore and just take different train, like different
I've
cars.
I've done that, dude. I'm going south. You're going north? I'm going south.
I'll go south. Yeah, yeah. Then let that one go and pick up the other one. Yeah. All right, Mars, what do you got?
All right. You know what's the worst?
What's
is
the worst?
When two black guys are trying to do a complicated handshake in front of a white person that goes horribly wrong.
Where it's not good, it's not smart. It's
just
not
like up the hands are spinning around, and then it's just like nope. Now we're just touching elbows and doing the chicken dance. It's there's no book on handshakes.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. There's no book on handshakes.
No book on
that's Mars Tim's new book. There's no book on handshakes.
That's right. Need a handshake book.
It's like the old Boy Scout books where it's like how to tie a knot, but instead it's different
arrows.
No, we should do that.
We should.
We should find a published. That's a perfect pitch, right? Yep. I would just gave it out on GN Radio.
Yeah, somebody's going to steal it.
Yeah.
Amazon's all over that.
I've been there, man. You go in for like a regular handshake, and then somebody just like grabs you and pulls you in. Next thing you know, they're beating you on the back and spinning you around, giving you the Heimlich maneuver. It's tough.
All right, 224 says, realizing that while I stand in line at Dominic's, okay, the store's closed now, but with a package of legs pantyhose for my wife, that the queen size pair that I'm holding are a size that would fit me, as if they were to buy them for myself. Yeah.
It's 2016, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No.
That's like a normal day, man. Like,
they're good. They give you support.
Yeah.
Hey, when it's cold outside,
you might turn around and rob that Dominic's that now doesn't exist.
319 gets political. The worst is when you realize that the giant space rock that destroys the world doesn't exist, and we may be stuck with Hillary or Trump. Yeah,
I would be more concerned with the amount of debt and credit I ran up, thinking that the world was going to end at that point. It's like, you're stuck with the bill.
Yeah, exactly. The asteroid will be here in 9 months. Good. That gives me a lot of time to do some things. I'm going to finance some things.
I think Ice Age 3 has copywritten that story.
Yeah, right. 773 says, the worst is no AC, killing sexy time mood. Okay, well, maybe.
Some people like it sweaty.
Yeah.
705, the worst is unplucked fried chicken. What is that?
I've seen that, oh, and that is disgusting.
What is that?
Look, sometimes you order a pan of fried chicken, and they have not plucked all the feathers off of it, and you see fried chicken that has feathers still on it. Oh. I was at a party. I saw it. I don't even eat chicken on the bone, and I saw it, and I was like, That's one of the reasons why.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that.
Wow. Oh, yeah. It's like a voodoo ceremony.
That's a good one. 262, running into someone at a grocery store, then having to avoid them till after you're done talking. That is true. That just happened to me the other day. I actually had a friend of mine who I'd known for a couple of years, who I'd just seen like a month ago. He was walking towards me, and I was putting something in the cart, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't catch him till we kind of almost made eye contact. But he, instead of making eye contact, and he didn't see me, but instead he like almost made like a smile wink to what I was in my cart. You know, like I had like some cheese or whatever. He's like, oh. But he never looked up to see me. So I was about to say, hey. And then he just walked by, and I'm like, all right. It's weird that we've somehow connected over my groceries.
It's a grocery store version of the biker nod.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right. That's but really, I was like, huh, okay. Well, there you go. All right. Let's go to Jesus. Is it Jesus or Jesus?
Yeah, it's Jesus.
Jesus. What's the worst, Jesus?
What's the worst? You're trying to do something nice for your wife. So when she leaves, I thought I'd clean the house and everything. Mm-hmm. I'd been away for a year and a half in the military. And she's been cleaning the house by herself the whole time. So
nice gesture.
I start off on the dining room table, and I dust it with furniture polish. And we had brand new hardwood floors. And I'm looking at the table, I'm looking at the rag, and I'm looking at the furniture polish. And then I look at the floors, and I say, I bet this would polish the floors really nice.
Uh-oh.
And, because I didn't know it was going to make them super slippery. She comes home with groceries in her hand. She falls. And she's like, why the floor so slippery? The kids fall. Everyone's falling. And then 3 days later, there's a welcome home party for me at our house.
Oh, no.
So my sister-in-law walks in with a plate that she brought in, and she falls. My other brother's wife walks in with heels, and she falls. And everyone's just falling at the party. And so then to make it worse, I feel like an 8-year-old because everyone's like, why are your floors so slippery? Why are they so slippery? And my wife goes, go ahead. Tell them what you did. Go ahead.
You will never live that
everyone
down.
Everyone gets really quiet. You're like an 8-year-old with your head down sitting, I put furniture polish on the floor. And I used a swifter to spread it around, so I polished the floors a bit too much. And everyone's just laughing at you the whole night.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's good. That's good, though. That's
later,
good.
It finally wears out.
You know, I like that. I like that one a lot. Jesus, thanks for that. That's good. That's, hey, he had a nice gesture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? I mean.
No good deed goes unpunished.
It is. It's almost like a sitcom.
Right.
Like, just like the idea of all the people that fell with different things in their hands.
It's a world star hip hop situation right there. That's what I would see. Yeah,
he turned his house into a bowling alley.
262 says the worst is when you step on a Lego. Yes. The worst is when someone slows down instead of speeding up onto an expressway. Like when you get on the expressway, you're right, man. You really got to hit it like it's Star Wars. Like
make that jump to
light
speed.
Yeah, you got to jump. You can't be messing around like that. I got some more here. Hold on. Let me go down. We'll get all these out. The worst is when someone leaves a box of cookies in the pantry, but when you go to get one, the box is empty. Again, that sounds like you're taking it out on a family member, you know.
Yeah, it's personal.
Someone.
Yeah.
I didn't read it right. The worst is when someone leaves a box of cookies in the pantry. There, the box is empty. Ron. I like this one. This is a competitor for the top spot. 630. As a jewel cashier, customers have no right to complain about us. Now it gets all caps. Yes, I will triple bag your loaf of bread because you need to walk a block. That's true. From here on out, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that bit. Can I get a triple bag on that? I got to walk a block. I'm going to go. It's a 630 number, so I'm going to do it in the western suburbs.
There you go.
And I'm just going to keep doing it until I finally get to this person. Be like, you.
They're like, get out.
You get out. after a long day at work. 815, after a long day at work, you get home and the dog has diarrhea. Yeah.
It's a tough one.
705, you know what's the worst? It's when I saw 92-year-old former presidential candidate Bob Dole at the Republican convention last night on TV and his pants hiked up to his nipples.
Wow.
He did.
He was like the only like recent establishment Republican that actually showed up.
Right. And now you make fun of his clothes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Right. Give him credit. Come on. Yeah. 92.
He's got that bad arm, too.
Come on. Yeah, so right. He's earned it.
Yeah.
No respect.
No, yeah, I know.
This is a pro Bob Dole panel.
I know, right?
We got real pro Bob Dole. Yeah, they're a lot like that. Come on, that could have gone either way for the texter, though. We could have been like, yeah, forget Bob Dole. But instead, we went pro Bob Dole.
That's right.
That's how we get it.
Respect.
Respect.
I am not kidding. 312, they're probably joking, but they said, how did you know my husband's name was Ron?
Oh.
773, having to explain to the store clerk that your small child accidentally walked out with the candy. All right. Yeah. Oh, don't. This one will get me. I get really, really super frustrated when it comes to movie theater etiquette.
Oh, yeah.
815. The worst is when you think you got an empty movie theater and someone walks in right as the movie starts and sits right in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just happened to me. Just happened.
Don't get me started. I have complained about this week after week, but, you know, I go to the Roosevelt Icon, which is on Roosevelt and Canal, essentially, over there. And they have assigned seating. So that's a new thing where it's almost like, you know, it's just straight out of, nice. Oh, I'll pick these two. Yeah. And you can see if someone has the seats right next to you.
Ooh.
You know, it's really great. Like, and you can actually, it's taken the same etiquette that we know in the public bathroom with stalls or with urinals.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
could say, okay, we need one between. Except somebody always breaks that. Yeah. It's not crowded. And they're like, oh, I'll sit right next to him because nobody cares. I'm like,
yeah.
There is rules. Yeah. Am I the only one that cares about the rules? One should be between us, right? It's assigned seats. That's the whole point. It's not that crowded in here for Secret Life of Pets. You figure it out, man. That gets me really riled up.
Market 8, Smokey.
Exactly. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue the worst here. We'll wrap it up and give away the three prizes for our top three candidates for the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to do some analysis, reaction to the Republican National Convention. Day two. Exciting. Tonight was Make America Work Again. It's all about the economy. We'll have Charles Lipson from University of Chicago. We'll talk with Chris Roebling, who's one of our guests on Touche. We'll have Congressman Hultgren from the Illinois delegation calling in. Paris Schutz from Channel 11. Tell us about some of the protests in the Illinois delegation today. A whole bunch of stuff coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, we finish up tonight. The worst. Let's go to Pat. Pat, you are on the line. Pat, what's the worst?
The worst is my grandson lives in the South Loop, and he was out walking his dog one day, and he heard some noise and looked up, and there was a man who had committed suicide and hit the trees and then landed right down by him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Wow.
You're taking this segment really literally.
Yeah,
it really is. So,
what do you do with that?
What did we do with that?
No. I'm saying, what do we do as a panel? I didn't say, what did you do with that?
Yeah.
You leave it alone and let the authorities handle
that
it.
That is actually the worst.
He asked his landlord if he could move, and the landlord said yes, he could move.
All right, there you go. Well, Pat, thanks for that. Thank you for that. That's terrible. It's also, I wouldn't disqualify Pat, but it's the worst. It's definitely the worst story, but it also happened to somebody else. It was her son.
Ah, yes.
True.
But I'm only doing that because otherwise you got to give her all three presents gifts because that's the worst. That's
to give to her worst. Son. Yeah.
All right, let's go to George. George, what's the worst, George?
I just got back from my family reunion and realized that I forgot my wife's suitcase.
That's awful, man.
Yeah.
When did you realize?
The whole weekend. I realized it when we got to the airport.
Oh,
and we're unloading the car. and the airport's an hour away from our house. There was no way to get back home.
Was this before or after the family reunion?
This was before. Oh. So we were at the airport getting ready to leave and unloading the car, and her suitcase wasn't there. And she decided to go anyway. Uh-huh. So we had to go buy some clothes, and of course she had to tell everybody and go to the dollar store, get toothpaste, toothbrushes, terrible.
I would have forced my wife to wear my clothes. That's what I would have done.
And it was our anniversary, our 26th wedding anniversary.
Oh, man, George. And I feel bad for you.
A whole new wardrobe, sweetheart, for our anniversary.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yes. Yeah, you could have spun it there. And yes. I also feel like it was a lot of this, wasn't it? Hey, could you get another drink? Unless you're going to lose it, George. And then the whole party laughs at you, and you're like, yeah, thanks, man, thanks.
Family reunions are the worst also.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, thanks. We had 110 people there. It was terrible.
Jeez. I like that.
It was great, but it was great.
Well, thanks, George. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. That almost cracks the top. You know, we kind of have our favorites right now, and that's a good one because, man, that is the worst.
Yeah.
Let's get to some of these texts. 815, waiting for a train on the way to work when you think it's done and the crossing opens just to come back down for a train on the other track coming in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. That is the worst.
Nelson, have you had that?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. That's a Brown Line problem, too.
Yeah.
773, still stuffing your pockets with snacks instead of paying for them while at the movie theater after 30.
That is true. I still do that, too.
Hey, man. And if you ain't bootlegging, you ain't trying. That's the way I look at it. Right.
262 says the worst, actually getting sick in the summertime and having people think you're playing hooky from work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
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 They say, trust me, I was not pulling I wish I was pulling a Ferris Bueller at a Cubs game or a beach instead of having a fever and coughing up lung butter. Ooh, never heard that before. Yeah, that's good.
You go to work when you are sick in the summer. You cannot waste those days off from work actually being sick. You go.
You're willing to be contagious.
Absolutely. Yeah, what do I care about those people?
Just for appearances. 224, this one's great. The worst is when someone is telling you a story and you tell them, oh, yeah, you already told me that story already, and they just continue the story. That is the worst.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Oh, that's, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I might need to take this promo and rethink, Pete. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
It almost breaks the top three here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
We can drop one off.
I don't know. There's such good ones. All right. All right, let's see. I still got a couple here. Or maybe I don't. No, that was the last one. All right, good. All right, I think we got them all. Did we get them all?
Sounds like we did.
All right, let me read the stuff for the gifts that we're giving away tonight. Third place is going to get a gift certificate to Glenwood Oaks Ribs and Chop House, the restaurant of choice since 1974, located in Glenwood. Second place is going to get a Pequod's Pizza gift card featuring world-famous pizza and the signature caramelized cheese crust. Visit them in Chicago or Morton Grove or online at pequodspizza.com. And first place, because you gotta, is a MyPillow. Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. I know people would be like, oh, I kind of want the food. I'm like, no, trust me, take the pillow.
Yeah, take that pillow.
That's like a good, for me, that's like a 20-year investment.
Yeah.
Because when you're done with that pillow, you're like, it becomes the guest pillow. Like, you throw it up in the closet, and you're like, oh, yeah, no, see?
Yeah.
Dog legs on it.
And you're going to use the pillow more. You get more use out of the pillow.
Yeah.
Unless you're an insomniac.
Yeah, right. All right, Mars Timms is our guest tonight. You can see Mars at Pimprov every Friday night at 10:30 at the CIC Theater, 1422 West Irving Park Road. Nelson Velasquez is going to be at the Crown Point Community Theater this Saturday night with Makeshift Up, and then also with his sketch group, Salsation, which is on stage at Second City's Beat Lounge on August 14th. All right.
Decisions.
All right, here we go.
Decisions.
Here's what we're going to do. I've made a decision here.
All right.
If that works for you guys.
Yes.
We're going to have a third place tie.
All right.
This is for the Glenwood Oaks Rib and Chop House. We are going to give, let me find it here, fourth place or tie for third place, 224. The worst is when someone's telling you a story and you tell them that you told that story already. and they continue to tell the story. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. One
before. That's good. All right, and third place is going to be Met, the tie, and third place is going to be for Chance, who forgot his wallet. Mm-hmm. He called in and he told us that he works in the south, or he lives in the south suburbs. He drives 2.5 hours to Madison, Wisconsin, and realizes when he gets there he left his wallet at home. He then is on a remote, so he has no friends to ask for money, and he has to get gas to go back. So he has a huge ordeal to try and get his girlfriend to go get into his house, get the wallet. He ends up getting Apple Pay. That just sounds like the worst.
Yeah.
It just sounds like the worst,
right? That's a whole lot of business.
That's a whole lot of business. That's one that we want to give to someone who really sounds like in the middle of that was the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
The second place is a little bit more... gross. 705, this is for second place. This is for the Pequod's Pizza gift card. The worst, unplucked fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. I've been there, baby. That's right. It is horrible. Absolutely horrible. I think back to James Bond's Live and Let Die with the whole voodoo priest and all that other stuff. Unplucked chicken is awful.
It's free range and organic at that point.
Oh, man. Is the idea that it's like one feather kind of thing?
I saw multiple feathers on more than one piece. It was a like an aluminum tray full.
Oh.
And
someone was just lazy? Did they skip some feathers? Like, is that a thing you do? I always thought you got chicken without the feathers.
Yeah, that's what I always thought too. But this tray came, I don't even remember the place, west side of Chicago, but they're unplucked. Fried chicken on that tray.
Unbelievable.
It was horrible.
All right. So that means that number one is here, and we are going to give it to someone who called in. Jesus called in about taking the polish from the table and putting it on the floor, and then for the weekend party, having everybody fall down in a hilarious, everybody loves Raymond kind of way. There's a lot of Three's Company going on. It sounded like at Jesus's party over the weekend.
Hardwood slip and slide.
Jesus, you are the winner tonight. You're going to get the My Pillow, which maybe you could just put down. Maybe you could just put that
slide
down
across. You stand on this. I'll push you across.
All right, that's the worst tonight. Thanks, Nelson. Thanks, Mars. Thanks for playing tonight, everybody at home. We will be back next Tuesday night. We'll do it again at 9:00. Usually we do this at 10 o'clock, but because of the RNC and the DNC, we're doing coverage of wrapping up after 10 o'clock in the next 2 weeks. So join us next week. We'll do it at 9:00. Thanks.